Section 7. Candidates for U.S. House of Representatives 6. Term, 2 years. Salary, $174,000. U.S. House of Representatives District 6. Candidates were asked to respond to 3 questions. 1. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? There are 2 candidates for U.S. House, District 6. Mike Erickson, Republican, did not respond to questions by the print deadline. Andrea Salinas, Democrat, Independent. Answers to questions. 1. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? Answer. Social Security is a cornerstone of our social safety net, giving families the tools and security they need to get through hard times and allowing seniors to retire with dignity and peace of mind. That's why I am committed to not only protecting Social Security, but improving it for current enrollees and future generations. Tens of millions of seniors, including hundreds of thousands of Oregonians, have paid into these programs for years, and they should be off the table when we talk about spending cuts. We need to pass and sign into law the Social Security 2100 Act, a bill that I'm proud to co-sponsor. This legislation would secure Social Security's financial solvency for decades to come by ensuring millionaires and billionaires pay their fair share of taxes, as well as improving Social Security benefits, like the cost of living adjustment and benefit rates for seniors enrolled in the program for 15-plus years. The bill also closes several loopholes that make it difficult for seniors. 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? Answer. As the daughter of a Mexican immigrant, I'm a strong believer that we must be a nation that welcomes immigrants and those seeking refuge. However, I also believe we must do so in a way that prioritizes safety and humanity for all, including border communities who are reeling from an untenable surge in crossings. I know we can make our border communities safe and reform our immigration system to make the process orderly and to give undocumented immigrants living and working in the U.S. certainty for their futures. First and foremost, we need to implement comprehensive immigration reform that includes a pathway to legal status for undocumented immigrants, especially for Dreamers, who contribute so much to our economy and to our communities. Last year, a bipartisan group of negotiators put together an immigration and border security package that had a real chance of moving in this Congress. It was by no means perfect, and I had issues with its contents, but I was supportive of the effort. 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? Answer. Climate change is an existential crisis that threatens our economy and our very existence. It is incumbent on the federal government, working collaboratively with public and private partners, both nationally and globally, to take actions to mitigate and adapt to the climate crisis. As a former board member of the Oregon League of Conservation Voters and former member of the Oregon State Legislature, I have sponsored and co-sponsored numerous bills to address the climate crisis and protect our environment, including efforts to protect wildlife and our children from toxic chemicals. I've worked hard to establish environmental justice principles for Oregon. Additionally, I have worked to stop new fossil fuel development on our state lands and incentivize the use of solar power. As a freshman member of Congress, I have prioritized tackling the climate crisis through the committees on which I serve, the House Agriculture and Science, Space and Technology, SST committees. This year, I... Note to listeners, word limit reached.